a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Jazz Clippers game 2 tonight at Vivint Arena. Tips off at 8. Mike Connolly out with that hamstring injury. Jazz hoping they can go up 2 games before heading back to L.A. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, evacuations are underway after a new fire sparked near Wasatch Mountain State Park in Midway. Right now, Oak Loop Campground is being evacuated. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, we do have delays setting in on I-15. They're now stretching in Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake counties, but not in Utah County, where I-15 remains open and delay-free. We do have a stalled vehicle on the exit ramp from eastbound I-80 to Main Street SR-36 in Tooele County, and it's blocking a center lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big drop in temperature today, only 76 the high. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 66 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Breaking news, they got a deal on an infrastructure package, the bipartisan group negotiating it. ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney joining 5 Democrats saying they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They say it would be fully paid for without raising taxes, but so far not saying exactly how. The deal would still need sign-off from the president and both houses of Congress.
An aide familiar with negotiations tells ABC News the cost is over $900 billion over 5 years. If you were wondering if President Biden's followed all this,
he'll stay very engaged in this even as he's on his first overseas trip.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki earlier today, she and the president are in England for a summit of the world's wealthiest democracies. Making this move, he says, is based on America's values and strategic interests.
President Biden announcing that the U.S. will donate 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to COVAX, the global immunization effort.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against global COVID-19. Just as America was the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
The 500 million doses will start shipping out this August and go to 92 countries, including some of the world's poorest nations. Karen Travers, ABC News, traveling with the president in Cornwall, England.
EA Games says it's investigating an apparent cyber hack where a limited amount of game source code and related tools were stolen. No word of ransoms demanded. California formally filing an appeal of a federal judge's overturning the state's restrictions on semi-automatic weapons, and Governor Gavin Newsom denouncing the jurists.
Judge Benitez, and Matty, you were right, is a stone-cold ideologue. He's a wholly owned subsidiary of the gun lobby and the National Rifle Association.
Listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth in this troubling report from Axios that half the federal unemployment money may have been stolen. According to this report, computer criminals and fraudsters may have siphoned away as much as $400 billion meant for people who lost their jobs. Well, joining us live on the KSL Newsline, Utah's Department of Workforce Services Assistant Director Kevin Burt. Kevin, how are you?
How are you?
Doing all right. So my question is, did Utah get burned by this fraud?
Thankfully, the answer is no. You are correct that there has been a significant amount of fraud in unemployment insurance across the nation. But we think we applied a lot of good practices to maintain the integrity here in Utah while still making sure those that were eligible received this critical benefit.
Okay, so while we get away sparkling, what did other states do wrong that they were swindled for this kind of money?
Well, there was a couple options, and it's mostly a program called the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. So it's a temporary federally funded program for those that are typically not eligible for unemployment, like the self-employed. The legislation allowed for a attestation, so individuals could apply and attest to their situation. In Utah, what we did is we required individuals to provide identity as well as income verification, and then we actually individually adjudicated to make sure that the people who were applying for it were eligible for it. There were some delays early in issuance, but integrity was maintained.
But even when thousands of people were coming forth at the beginning of the pandemic, Utah was checking through everybody?
We were, because, again, we wanted to make sure that there were, again, some processing delays. Early on in the pandemic, there was a little bit of backlog in Utah because we were doing this process. But in the end, what we wanted to do is maintain the integrity, not create any overpayments, and make sure there was still confidence in the program.
I remember talking to you back then about the frustrations people had that money was coming slowly, and it was because of this process. Meanwhile, money's been stolen by hackers from other states. Nigerian princes have been involved. Some states have archaic unemployment computer systems. Is our system here in Utah good enough?
I think our system is incredibly solid. We have gotten national recognition for unemployment insurance being the best in the nation. We've always focused on integrity as well as making sure that our programs are up to date to make sure that we can continue to run the program well.
All right. Thanks a lot. Utah Department of Workforce Services Assistant Director Kevin Burt, who we've had on the air many times. Thanks for joining us. KSL News Time 421 Triple Team Traffic here. The latest on the roads and your trip home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County freeways. Slowdowns are on southbound I-15 now, and they are building. And this is going to be as you travel between 4500 and 90th South, but northbound I-15, some unusual delays going from about 3900 South up to 2100 South. A little bit of heavy traffic on some of those transition ramps at the I-80-201 interchange from I-15. We may have some problems there. And then SR-201, slowdowns both directions as you're approaching 7200 West. Michelle?
Well, good news for drivers on Bankator Highway. The crash at California Avenue has cleared. So you're going to see that starting to ease as you go through the area. Still a little leftover delay, though, both directions approaching the 201 freeway. A little more slowing as you're going southbound through Taylorsville. For drivers on 5600 West, busy as you're approaching the 201 freeway. And looking good down in Utah County, I-15. Steve?
And a bit of a slow ride if you're on northbound I-15 leaving downtown. You got to slow, tap the brakes there from 6 North up to the North Interchange. Davis County delays through Centerville right now, and also Kaysville up to Clearfield. If you're on southbound I-15, it's filling in as well, slowing down between 31st Street and Ogden and Sunset. Eastbound I-84 got a crash there at 1900 South in the South Weber area. That's blocking the right lane, causing backups. And northbound 89, a little busy at Cherry Lane. The fun starts here. Utah's favorite family fun spot, Lagoon, is now open. Visit LagoonPark.com for details. Save on your Lagoon season passport today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Kevin Eubank is here with the 7-day forecast. And I've heard the words record setting thrown around about the next few days. What do you think?
We do have some record temperatures in the forecast, Jeff, but what we're dealing with right now is this cold front that came through. We're 24 degrees cooler this afternoon than where we were yesterday. It's unbelievably cool, and tonight, lows dip into the upper 40s in Salt Lake City with some upper 30s in our mountains. Tomorrow, sunny and 82, 90s back in on Saturday, 99 Sunday, 100 on Monday, and then next week, record breaking or tying on Tuesday and Wednesday at above 100 degrees in the north and near 110 in southern Utah. The heat will return with a vengeance.
This is the chance to air the house out before you have to lock the windows tight from the heat. Thank you, Kevin. Right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 66 degrees. KSL News Time, 4:23.
Looking for an exciting career in the fast-growing, high-demand, cutting-edge medical industry? Look no further. Medly is expanding their market to Ogden, Utah. They're hiring for online pharmacy technicians. Take advantage of this fulfilling opportunity to assist people in navigating retail pharmacies and digital forms, as well as assist patients understanding their prescription benefit program in both traditional and specialty medications. Experienced technician specialists need knowledge of pharmacy day-to-day operations, pharmacy dispensing management systems in an energetic and engaging way. Medly is a second-generation, full-service digital pharmacy offering free same-day prescription delivery for all types of medications information with an added benefit of giving a better customer care experience. Benefits include aggressive compensation and benefits package, opportunity for growth, flexibility, health insurance, and more. To find out more on job qualifications and to apply, visit Medley.com/careers. That's Medley.com/careers.
Genpak in Cedar City is hiring packers and equipment operators. Packers conduct quality and quantity inspections before containers are packaged to ensure all customer expectations are met. They're also seeking thermoforming machinery operators and extrusion equipment operators. Genpak welcomes everyone to apply, starting pay up to $18 an hour with free medical insurance and a great team atmosphere. Find these jobs and more at the Department of Workforce Services. Create an account at jobs.utah.gov to learn more and apply.
At CDW, we get balancing disparate clouds can be messy.
Yep, it's like an ice cream cone. The more scoops you get, the greater the risk of failure.
Well, if you want five scoops, you should get five scoops. And with the Nutanix Enterprise Cloud Solution orchestrated by CDW, you can manage applications and data across all your clouds from a single point of control.
Is it weird that my mouth is watering?
A little. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Nutanix.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
TSA is currently hiring transportation security officers at Salt Lake City International Airport, and they're offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus. No previous experience is required. You'll get great federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Learn more at TSA's recruiting event on June 18th and 19th at Salt Lake Marriott Downtown at City Creek, 9 to 3 each day. To get details, text SLC to 95495. That's SLC to 95495.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL on Wall Street. The Dow rose 19 points today. The S&P also gained 19. Look at the NASDAQ picking up 108 points. KSL News Time, 427.
More news.
First court appearance. Things didn't go as expected.
And more inside sources.
Really some interesting patterns created this obsession on Capitol Hill.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3. Afternoons.
On KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.